Chapter 14. Search. It is a good principle in science not to believe any fact, however well attested, until it fits into some accepted frame of reference. Occasionally, of course, an observation can shatter the frame and force the construction of a new one, but that is extremely rare. Galileo's and Einstein's seldom appear more than once per century, which is just as well for the equanimity of mankind. Dr. Kruger fully accepted this principle. He would not believe his nephew's discovery until he could explain it, and as far as he could see, that required nothing less than a direct act of God. Wielding Occam's still highly serviceable razor, he thought it somewhat more probable that Rolf had made a mistake. If so, it should be fairly easy to find it. To Uncle Paul's great surprise, it proved very difficult indeed. The analysis of radar remote sensing observations was now a venerable and well-established art, and the experts that Paul consulted all gave the same answer, after considerable delay. They also asked, "Where did you get that recording?" "Sorry," he had answered, "I'm not at liberty to say." The next step was to assume that the impossible was correct, and to start searching the literature. This could be an enormous job, for he did not even know where to begin. One thing was quite certain. A brute force, head-on attack, was bound to fail. It would be just as if Röntgen, the morning after he had discovered X-rays, had started to hunt for their explanation in the physics journals of his day. The information he needed still lay years in the future. But there was at least a sporting chance that what he was looking for was hidden somewhere in the immense body of existing scientific knowledge. Slowly and carefully, Paul Kruger set up an automatic search program designed for what it would exclude as much as it would embrace. It should cut out all Earth-related references. They would certainly number in the millions and concentrate entirely on extraterrestrial citations. One of the benefits of Dr. Kruger's eminence was an unlimited computer budget. That was part of the fee he demanded from the various organizations that needed his wisdom. Though this search might be expensive, he did not have to worry about the bill. As it turned out, this was surprisingly small. He was lucky. The search came to an end after only 2 hours, 37 minutes, at the 21,456th reference. The title was enough. Paul was so excited that his own ComSec refused to recognize his voice, and he had to repeat the command for a full printout. Nature had published the paper in 1981. Almost 5 years before he was born, and as his eyes swept swiftly over its single page, he knew not only that his nephew had been right all along, but just as important, exactly how such a miracle could occur. The editor of that 80-year-old journal must have had a good sense of humor. A paper discussing the cores of the outer planets was not something to grab the casual reader. This one, however, had an unusually striking title. His ComSec could have told him quickly enough that it had once been part of a famous song, but that, of course, was quite irrelevant. Anyway, Paul Kruger had never heard of the Beatles and their psychedelic fantasies.